Selectman Cavaco says none of the other selectmen were targeted in this way.
Only my emails, not the rest of the board, are being forwarded to her directly. One of the examples is I had sent something to one of the engineers, and she was out of the office. And when the email sent, I automatically got her out-of-office reply. That's how this whole thing was figured out.
Town Manager Melissa Origi admits she has been reviewing Selectman Cavaco's email correspondence undercover for the last 4 months.
It's a useful tool. It's helped me really be able to reach out to employees when an individual selectman, in this case Selectman Cavaco, had requests or things they wanted to take care of.
So why not simply tell Selectman Cavaco you were using this tool?
I felt that just to monitor it, never to bring it up, but be able to intercede and talk to the employees would have a better effect and also wouldn't make her angry.
Selectman Chair Ken Tavares was not available for an in-person interview, but stated that all emails are public information and no law was broken. Selectman Cavaco.
People have a certain amount of faith in the people that they elect. And I think that the trust has been really destroyed.
At the Select Board meeting on November 24th, an executive session is planned to review this matter. But Selectman Cavaco says,
I started this in open session, and I want to end it in open session.
In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.